cardiovascular diseases, valvular heart diseases and their treatment, aortic valve stenosis. The history of the 71-year-old male patient included treatment for arterial stenosis of the lower extremities. Diabetes mellitus was detected 6 years ago and treated by diet and oral antidiabetics. Cardiac evaluation found significant aortic stenosis. The patient was scheduled for elective artificial aortic valve implantation. Coronarography did not reveal significant stenosis. Following thoracic surgery, implantation of the artificial aortic valve wasn't carried out because of porcelain aorta. The patient was followed up on regular basis in the Department of Cardiology. 4 years later, coronarography was indicated again because of epigastric pain. 40% stenosis was detected on the lat. The patient denied percutaneous aortic valve implantation. Respiratory insufficiency developed 6 months later, caused by accumulation of pleural fluid, and cardiac insufficiency proved to be the causative alteration. Chest CAT scan did not support possibility of pulmonary embolization. 1 month later, the patient was investigated again at outpatient service of cardiology. No significant improvement was detected in patient's condition. The patient experienced respiratory insufficiency upon smallest physical efforts already. Chest X-ray showed progression of pleural fluid accumulation as a result of inoperable, high-grade aortic stenosis. In followings, the patient was admitted to the regional hospital necessitated by progressive cardiac insufficiency of 3 weeks. The patient was transferred to the Department of Cardiology in severe general condition. At admission, his chest was proportional. The diaphragm moved on both sides, however, palm-sized area of woody sound was found by percussion on the basis of the right lung. No breathing sound was detected on this side. Other areas revealed coarse breathing. Systolic murmur was heard over the aorta, the heart sounds were faint but rhythmic. The abdomen was in the level of the chest. Abdominal fluid was detected by percussion, without sensitivity upon manual pressure. The liver could be reached by palpation. The arteries of the lower extremities were palpable but weak. Diuretic treatment resulted partial resolution of pulmonary edema. Fluid accumulation on the right side of the chest necessitated local puncture. 1.5 liter fluid, transudate, was removed by pleurocentesis. Respiratory insufficiency was minimally reduced, therefore, pneumothorax was suspected, which wasn't supported by repeated chest X-rays. Increasing inflammatory parameters were justified by pneumonia. Administration of antibiotics cleared infection. Echocardiography detected significantly diminished left ventricular function. The patient did not experience respiratory insufficiency in arrest, however, coughed frequently and complained of frequent expectoration. No history of chest pain, neither fainting spells were reported. Urine and stool analysis were normal. Carotid duplex scan revealed diffuse calcification in both carotid arteries without significant stenosis. Follow-up X-ray showed significantly increased right pleural fluid accumulation. The thoracic fluid was circumferential and reached the posterior arch of the fifth thoracic rib. Suspicion of cardiac insufficiency rose caused by coronary arterial disease, therefore, coronarography was carried out from right-sided transfemoral approach. Angiography found the main branch of the left coronary artery intact, while medium-grade stenosis of the lad was detected. The outflow was found normal. The diagonal branch was thin. The circumflex artery was normal. Altogether, low-grade coronary artery stenosis was detected. No revascularization was indicated. Aortic valvulography proved the aortic ring to be 17 mm, thus no balloon dilation or TAVI was possible. Severe calcification of the coronary arteries, the aortic valve and the aortic wall were detected. Medium-grade aortic valve regurgitation was detected. Bilateral cardiac insufficiency required administration of intravenous pressurimins and diuretics, however significant diuresis couldn't be achieved despite increasing dosage of pressurimins and maximal dose of diuretics. Furosemide, palliative paracentesis resulted in drainage of 5 liters of watery, transparent, straw yellow-colored fluid, transudate. No complications were reported. Patient's clinical condition further deteriorated. No peripheral blood pressure was detected and eventually cardiac respiratory arrest occurred. No resuscitation was initiated because of the incurable heart disease. The patient ultimately died.